5 past 8, Thursday night. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho, on the hit list on KMFM, and with her new single, Last Hurrah, out now. Bebe Rexha is hanging out on the show. So how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. Now, the last time you were on the show, you mentioned, I asked you kind of what's your favourite thing to do whenever you come to the UK. I don't know if it's the same answer, so I'm going to ask you that question again.
Nando's.
Yes, that was 100%.
I had it for lunch today.
How long have you been in the UK for?
3 days, and I've had it every day since.
I like your commitment. That is solid.
I get the same thing every day. I get the hot chicken. I'm obsessed with it. It's just so delicious.
And is it just as good every single time?
This time round has, because I found one place, but sometimes when I go to different places, it's not as good. Like, some places cook the corn perfect, and then other places, like, it's not really cooked perfect, you know?
Have you inquired about the black card, the Nando's black card?
I don't think you can inquire about it, but I've been, like, definitely speaking about it in interviews, and come on, I'm giving them free promotion. Like, come
that
on.
That is true. I feel like if anybody deserves a Nando's black card right now, it's you.
I know. Thank you.
And now all of this traveling, like, how do you pass the time kind of when you're on tour buses, when you're on, because were you in the US before you were in the UK?
Yes, I was. I was in New York. I shot a big TV show out there, like a morning TV show. I was a co-host on it. So
just non-stop. So how do you find the time? Like, how do you pass the time? Do you have games that you play when you're on tour buses, when you're on planes, just to make it fly?
Yeah, I play like Candy Crush. I also downloaded Rosetta Stone and I'm learning how to speak Spanish. I like to read a lot of news articles and just see what's going on in the world. I read about nutrition. I just read about everything. And then most of the times I honestly sleep. I try to catch up on sleep.
How's your Spanish going?
Muy bien, gracias.
I don't know any Spanish.
That just meant very well, thank you.
Okay. I was going to say, you could literally say anything to me right now and I'll just believe you that it's a thing. But I like it. You translated it anyway, so it's fine. And you've had like a hell of a past couple of years all over TV. You said you were co-hosting a show in the US. Your songs have been taken over.
Yeah.
I saw that you were on a massive magazine cover the other day.
Yes.
Like, out of everything that you've done so far, what's been like your favorite thing? What thing have you enjoyed the most?
The Grammys. I think my family coming out, they flew out and they celebrated it with me, and it was a really special moment. Recently, I got invited to Diana Ross's birthday party, and that was just a phenomenal. That was just an honor to be invited, and it was such an incredible night just to be around that energy.
What's it like at Diana Ross's birthday party?
It felt like a wedding. It felt like a wedding that I couldn't even ever have. You know, it was just so luxurious, and Bette Midler was there, and I got to like talk to her and Beyonce, and it was just was so star-studded. It's like everybody came out for her birthday, and she's 75 and she looks amazing, and I was just honestly honored to be there. As I said, that the energy of all these icons is really inspiring.
And I feel like at UK birthday parties there's always a table just to the side, like whenever I know it's probably different for Diana Ross, but when I'm thinking back to like my birthday parties,
seriously,
when I was younger,
my birthday party was like a tablecloth and like a and like a cake bought from the nearby, not even like a bakery, just like any supermarket, you know.
I was gonna ask, what's on the Diana Ross birthday party buffet?
Gosh, I didn't even pay attention because I was so like, but she had like an open bar. They actually had tons of desserts going around. They had a buffet open, but it was very fancy. She had like a 10-tier white birthday cake with pictures all over it and like diamonds, and I was like, how do they get, I mean it was crystals, but I'm like, how do they get crystals on a cake? It was just insane.
I hope they were edible crystals as well, because knowing me, I'd see a cake and I'd just wolf it down.
Seriously, and then you're like choking on crystals.
The Hit List. KMFM.
Bebe Rexha, Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be on the Hit List on KMFM for a Thursday night. And Bebe Rexha's hanging out on the show tonight. Now, your last album, Expectations, that did big things. How close are we to album number two?
Very close. I just actually have been looking at the track listing and putting my all into it. And it's fun because it's more, you know, there's more dance vibes, but it's still meaningful lyrics, and it's poppy, but there's dark moments and there's happy moments. And it's just like, I don't know, I've been trying to create like my favorite, for me, my favorite ultimate pop album, like what it would have. And there's a lot of shades in it, and I'm really happy with it so far, like really happy.
Has the album got a name yet?
Yes.
And I'm guessing you can't tell me the name of the album, but I was hoping you'd give me like a really awful clue. I always ask people this and they always do deliver, but a clue that if you were to give it right now, nobody would guess it.
Not giving you a clue, but you can guess. You can take a guess.
Last Hurrah?
No. You only get one guess. Don't try again. That's it.
Okay. Game over.
I'm not playing the guessing game.
And who's the first person you send your songs to when they're done, like when you finished in the studio? Is there like one person or is there like a group of people?
Yeah, my team members, my mom. I have like a group chat with my best friend in it. But I've been working with this A&R very closely. His name is Jeff Levin. And we met a long time ago because he set up the Monster session, the one that we did for Eminem. And he set up the G-Eazy session that we did for Me, Myself, and I. And then finally, after years, I begged him to jump on my team. And I was like, please, like, it's so important for you to be part of my team. So I sent it to him. I trust him so much. And we've become very close.
With those songs under your belt, that is a man that you want on your team as well.
Absolutely, you know, so we've become very close.
And you run a load of and speak at a load of events to support kind of other artists. Out of everybody that you've ever spoken to kind of in the music industry, who gives like you the best advice?
Wow.
If you had to pick one person.
I honestly, you know who's really, really, really awesome and an incredible soul? Kesha. I bump into her at awards and she's been nothing but nice and we talk about situations. It's just hard to have a true friend in like the business, meaning like to always hang out with them because everybody's so busy. But she's been awesome. Another woman that's been so friendly and incredible has been Alicia Keys. I texted her and, you know, I even texted her during the Grammys and she still responded and she's just been so open and warm. And if I ever need anything, she's just a text away and she always responds. And I know that's really hard to do because she's a family and she's an artist.
Of course, yeah.
But she's been really, really incredible, like awesome.
Do you do the Alicia Keys test when you've got a new song? Do you kind of send it through to Alicia Keys?
No, I won't bother her like that. I don't want to bother her like that. Sometimes I'll send my songs over to Guetta, like David Guetta. He's really harsh.
Is he? Really? We've spoken to him on the show a couple of times. I'd never have him down as harsh.
Well, you know, he's just very honest. I sent him Last Hurrah and I was like, I played it for him actually in Spain and he's like, oh, this is a heat. And I was like, okay, awesome. Because anytime I ever played him my other songs, he's like, this is good. He's like, but I think you could do better. And I was like, okay, I love you too. But he's really like, he's like a, you know, like a older brother figure to me. Like, he's very honest and I like that.
Now let's chat about Last Hurrah. You've got the David
Last Hurrah.
That's the British version. I always feel like when I'm saying it, do you think that British presenters when they're introducing it sound really posh when they say Last Hurrah?
I love it. That's why I love the song, because I remember when Chandelier came out with Sia, because she's a very big inspiration to me. I was like, Chandelier, such an interesting title, it just feels weird. And then it became cool and normal, and that's why I love the name Last Hurrah, because it's like, what is she gonna say?
That's the thing, like, hurrah, I don't think until this song was released I'd ever use the phrase hurrah on the radio.
I just like doing different things. I've written songs that are like, I want you baby, you know, like, or I'm waiting for you, like, that's fine if it's meaningful to you, great, but I just like saying different things.
Go for the hurrah. And it's got the David Guetta seal of approval. We're loving playing it on the show at the
thank
moment.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about that song.
It's about vices. We all have them. Nobody's perfect. And I think it's about having a good time and celebrating the moment. And it's not being so hard on yourself. Because I know that I'm super hard on myself. And a lot of my last hurrahs have been me being like, oh, this is the last day I'm going to eat bad. And I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. And then I never do. And then I get really upset with myself. But I think it's knowing that as long as you seek a better tomorrow, then it's totally fine. None of us are perfect. And then while you're in the moment, go ahead, have that extra drink and have a good time and party.
Just live your life to
have
the fullest.
Extra slice of pizza.
And I've got confirmation tonight that I'm having a pizza. Thank you very much, BB.
Of course, you're very welcome. Make sure it's super crispy and the crust is good.
BB, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Glenn.
And I'm going to hit play on Last Hurrah on KMFM now. Can I get you to introduce it, please,
yes.
BB?
Hey, what's up? This is BB Rexha on the Hit List on KMFM and this is Last Hurrah. I'm done with the drinking, I'm done with the smoking.